We're very touched by how generous you're being. We realize how you're trying to smooth things out here instead of making them worse. Please, it's the least we can do.
Yeah.
Oh, no, come on. I mean, so many parents just take their kids' side, acting like children themselves. If Ethan had broken two of Zachary's teeth, I'm thinking I might have had more of a knee-jerk reaction. I'm not sure we would see the big picture.
Sure you would.
She's right, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, you would, because we all know this could have happened the other way around.
What does Zachary say about this? How is he experiencing it?
Well, he doesn't talk much. A little overwhelmed, I guess.
But he realizes that he disfigured his schoolmate.
No. No, he doesn't realize that he disfigured his schoolmate.
Why do you say that? Of course Zachary realizes.
Well, he realizes that this violent behavior is unacceptable, not that he disfigured his schoolmate.
You don't like the word, but I'm afraid the word is appropriate.
My son did not disfigure your son.
Your son disfigured our son. Come back after school. Look at his mouth. Look at his teeth.
Momentarily disfigured.
His mouth will be fine when the swelling goes down. As for the teeth, if he needs it, would be willing to chip in for the best dental care.
Oh, we got insurance for that. Look, what we want is for the boys to patch it up. Make sure nothing like this ever happens again.
Let's set up a meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
Should we be there?
They don't need coaching. Let them work it out like men.
Like men? Don't be ridiculous. On the other hand, maybe we don't need to be there. I mean, maybe it's better if we weren't there, right?
The issue is not whether we're there or whether we're not there. The issue is, do they want to talk about this? Do they want to work this out?
Ethan does.
Does Zachary?
We won't give him a choice.
Well, it has to come from him.
Zachary acts like a thug. We're not going to wait around for him to see the light.
Well, if Zachary sees Ethan in a punitive context because he's forced to, I just don't see anything positive coming out of that.
Our son is a maniac. If you hope he'll suddenly and spontaneously get all apologetic, you're dreaming. Look, I'm sorry. I really do have to get back to the office. You'll stay. You'll let me know what was decided. I'm no use to anyone anyway. Women always think you need the man, you need the father. Like it would do any good.
Look, I'm really sorry, but I can't stay either. My husband has never been much of an I'll-push-the-stroller type daddy.
Well, it's too bad. It goes by so fast.
You love taking care of the kids. You know, he had a ball pushing that stroller.
Yeah, sure.
So, what do we decide?
Oh, could you come over to our place at about 7:30 with Ethan?
7:30, what?
Well, if you want my opinion.
Yes, please.
I think Zachary should come over here.
Yeah, I agree.
The victim shouldn't be the one who makes the trip.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I can't be anywhere at 7:30.
Who needs you? You're useless, right?
Well, seriously, I think it's important for his father to come.
Not tonight.